recent consensus shows that the world population has exceeded 27 billion people.
Last year was the final year for potatoes and carrots. It also looks like this year we are going to have to say goodbye to strawberries, among other fruits, as their availability shrinks and prices go up $40 a pound.
Riots have broken out yet again in countries all along the Middle East as their leaders are implementing new population reduction methods to try to get back to a sustainable amount.
For 10 years, New Horizon has helped millions with their lives. They have given people a reason to live and prosper. Once selected from the annual lottery and for $45,000 a person, you can be sent on our hefty space cruise liner for the trip of a lifetime. Our passengers enjoy 2 days of relaxation and fine dining, then are put into a deep sleep for 2 months due to our cryo-induced sleep chambers. Then we fire up our patented technology light-speed thrusters to reach our final destination, a completely sustainable planet, almost more pure in substance than Earth. In this new world, Janus has been irrigated, farmed, and is ready for you to start a new life.
You should not fly here again. Have chronic back problems.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hold on.
New Horizons 1.
Clock broke again?
Yeah, looks like it. Maybe I can just have you come by and wake me up every morning then.
Funny. Come on, man. We gotta go.
Relax. I've overslept on this day for the past 5 years now. David was, of course, talking about August 2nd, Lottery Day. The day that could determine the rest of your life. All right, let's go. Be careful on the streets. This is a dangerous day, you know that?
Yeah, I know.
Today is Lottery Day. If you are registered for the lottery, report to City Hall. If not, stay off the streets.
I hate walking through the city. Why can't they just announce the numbers on TV or the radio or something?
Because if they did that, only about half the city would find out.
Yeah, I know, but still.
I agreed with them, though. The city's a dangerous place to be when everyone is outside walking around. To the outside observer, Lottery Day could look like a festival, but as soon as the number's called, and only about 2 people in the entire city are chosen, everyone else erupts in a frustrated rampage, and murder rates skyrocket. See, look, we're almost there.
Give me a weapon. Come on over here, I got lots of weapons. No one's gonna wanna mess with you. Hey, you over there. You're a sneaky fella.
Hey, do you think we're gonna need to arm ourselves?
No, come on, just keep moving. If anything happens, just run. Dave was the kind of person you had to guide and keep your eye on all the time. We're staying in the back of the crowd this time, alright?
Yeah, good idea.
Thousands of us stood there waiting for a couple minutes around a heavily guarded podium, when suddenly, a formal man in full body armor appeared holding an envelope.
Attention, the 2208 lottery day number for the New Horizon, 0308. Corresponds to the birth date of March 8th. This is your date of birth. You have been invited to travel to the new world with the new horizon. Report to launch.
Now run!
We'd made it back to my apartment with only a few small gashes. Here, you need another bandage?
No, I'm alright.
I can't remember with all the commotion what the number even was.
Are you serious?
Huh?
It was your birthday, man. March 8th. You're going on the New Horizon. You're going to the New World. You're going on the New Horizon.
And then the reality of what he had just said sank in. I was going on the New Horizon. Just me.
So you just left him?
Well, I had to. As great of a friend he was, I didn't think about my future. We knew that only one of us could get chosen, if at all. I mean, we had talked about it before. At least he's still got a family, you know, parents, some cousins. That's what's really getting me through this. Anyway, from there I packed my things, sent some final goodbyes, started making the trip to the launch pad, and here I am now, eating steak on a multi-billion dollar spacecraft. Sorry, I've been talking this whole dinner. Harvey, right?
No, it's alright. It's interesting to hear how other countries' lottery days are. Plus, I've been enjoying this filet. These New Horizon chefs really know how to make you feel at home. Great food, great roommates, too.
Shucks, you're too kind. This place really is giant. I mean, we're sitting in one of the 20 full-size sit-down restaurants in the ship. We've still only seen a fraction of the interior.
Makes you realize why they can only make one a year. You ready for the 2 month slumber?
Well, ready or not, I'll be pumped with enough cryo to knock me out for long enough.
Well, this was some of the best food I've had in years.
Yeah, beat synthesized protein any day.
I mean, just look at the culture in this ship. People from all over the world have gathered here. It's really something.
We hope you've enjoyed your stay so far in the Horizon. Now that you're all settled in, report to your New York launch deck as we will begin our journey to Janus in a few moments.
Launch deck.
Right there, yeah, see?
Oh, perfect. You nervous for liftoff?
No. Melancholy, maybe. It's just, you never expect to live anywhere else but Earth. It's where your life is, your family, your legacy. Now we're just wiping the slate clean.
David's going to be fine. The New Horizon is the solution to this whole overpopulation business. Eventually, the ships will get bigger and easier to produce, and more people are going to experience the wonders of Janus.
Well, here's hoping.
Launch deck is right in here, gentlemen.
Thank you.
It's more like a planetarium to me.
Here, two open seats right here.
Your pre-flight entertainment is brought to you by New Horizon, the beginning to a new life and a new world.
I just hope it's not one of those stupid teen vampire movies. Those should have died out 200 years ago.
Janus, discovered 48 years ago, but only reachable in the last 10. Its shocking similarities to our Earth have intrigued scientists and world leaders since its discovery. Take a look. Janus is located in the
Hey,
outer edge of the moon.
What do you imagine Janus will really be like?
Sounds a lot like Earth, but I guess we'll just have to see when we get there.
You gotta wonder what kind of creatures live there.
What if it's like when the pilgrims came to America and met Native Americans? What if there's already human-like creatures there?
Forget that. Grass could be purple, or we could discover completely new elements. Janus's possibilities are endless.
Purple grass? This girl's nuts.
We hope that all of you have made your way securely to a launch deck, as we are going to begin our journey to Janus in a few seconds.
On our way to a new life and a new...
Successfully left Earth's atmosphere. We are now on our way to Janus. Gravity has been restored to normal. If at this time you would begin making your way back to your cabins, we will begin our 2-month hibernation.
So what do you think we're gonna do once we arrive?
Live, for once.
I mean, what are our jobs gonna be as the pioneers of the new world?
Probably farming, cultivation, that sort of thing. It's a fresh world, and we gotta make sure we treat this one right. Here, scan your fingerprint to let us in our room. Well, the next time we see this room, we'll be waking up from the longest sleep we've ever had.
It's crazy. I can't even get comfortable in a queen-size bed some days. How do they expect us to sleep in these domed operating tables?
Well, that's what the cryogas is for.
Please keep your hands to your side and lie down in your bed. Then, keep your fingers away from the sides of the glass when it closes. Try to relax and go to sleep. The cryo in your tanks will cool down your core body temperature and cause you to hibernate.
Well, Harvey, I'll see you at Janus.
Sleep well.
Sleep I've ever had.
Ugh, tell me about it. Boy, am I hungry, though.
I wonder if we landed yet.
I doubt it. We're probably just in orbit waiting.
Hey, turn our window on and check it out.
See? Told you. Still in space. The captain will probably be on the intercom soon once everyone wakes up, and he'll tell us when we're landing. Where are you going?
I'm gonna go look at a bigger window, see if I can see Janus.
All right, but we're probably on the wrong side anyway. Yeah, see, man, that blows. Talk about a way to wake up. Those passengers on the west side must be in awe.
Hey, it's not over here either.
What are you talking about?
Janus. We figured it'd be visible from over here. We couldn't see it from any of our windows.
Well, like I said, it's probably because we're orbiting it. So it's only visible on the west side.
But we just came over here from the west side.
You see that? Maybe that's it from a distance.
No, it looks too close. It looks like it's moving.
But it was then. in the crowd of confusion that I made out what that small white object was. As it began to turn, I could make out the words New Horizon, year 2198, the first New Horizon vessel. And then I looked lower and saw three more lifeless ships. It was truly the solution to overpopulation. I always thought Janus was too good to be true, but not like this. For WHJE, this has been Brennan Walters.